Welcome to Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We start off the week with the big one. Tuju Setia Berhad, a construction company, is going to be listed on the main market in Bursa Malaysia this year. They're going to list on May 19th. Tuju Setia will be the first company to be listed on the main market. Of course, Tuju Setia is a construction company that has a broad base of businesses in the country, and they have strong partners. And right now, they are looking at a public issuance of 80 million new shares to be priced at 70 cent a piece, along with an offer price for sale of 27 million existing shares, which means that 107 million shares are going to be out, as well as this putting them at a market capitalization of about 222 million ringgit upon listing. They have been around since 2006, and they are going to use the targeted amount of 32 million that will be allocated for the group's capex, or the capital expenditure for the group. They intend to buy new machinery, they intend to buy new building materials, building information, modeling or BIM system, and they are going to use the money to invest in technology. They are looking at purchasing new land in Klang Valley and to construct new storage facilities, and this is to allow them to grow the company even better. So joining me are two leaders of the company. Gentlemen, welcome on the show. We have with us on the right, Wee Eng Kong, the Managing Director of Tuju Setia Berhad. And to his right, Wee Bang Chuan, Executive Director of Tuju Setia Berhad. Eng Kong, let's start off with you first. Let's talk a little bit more about the listing. Are you guys excited?
Yes. This listing has been good. We are all up to it, and we are definitely very excited about this listing because it's going to be the first main board listing in the Bursa.
Yes. Let's move on to Bang Chuan. Bang Chuan, of course, being the ED, there's a lot of things that you got to tidy up before the IPO as well. As I understand it, subscription will stop on 5th May. Am I correct?
Yes, you're right.
Let's take a look into the kind of issuances that is going to be made. Public issuance of 80 million new shares to be priced at 70 cent. And there's also an offer for sale of 27 million existing shares. And this would put the company at a market capitalization of 222 million upon listing. How has it been in terms of the planning? What are the kind of items that you want to speak to your prospecting investors right now?
Yes, we will be coming in with the a market cap of 222 million, of which some 57 million will be involved in the for our capex. So this capex is important. We'll utilize this capex essentially to invest into our IBS system as well as our machinery, and also for the purchase of the another piece of land for our storage facilities. This capex has been formulated in order for us to use for our growth.
Yeah, the item here is also to look at why list now. Normally, in a normal year, by the time it's May, we've seen a few companies being listed. Clearly that 2021 is not going to be an interesting year for capital markets to endure. Maybe retail investors, maybe, but for companies doing their listings, a bit different and a bit difficult. Do you think that the market is soft, or do you think that this is the right time to go public?
For Tuju Setia, we are based on very good fundamentals, and we have seen that these solid fundamentals has brought us very positive results, even through the storm that we went through last year, the COVID pandemic, as well as the economic downturn. Over this period of since last March, we find that based on our strong fundamentals, we managed to get as many as four new projects totaling to in excess of 550 million of new orders over the over this era. So with this, we are confident that we have come out from the storm good and strong, and we are poised in a very good position for our next growth phase.
Yeah, the construction sector is heavily reliant upon what the government policies could possibly shape up to be. And currently, the government is not in the mood to spend extensively compared to previous years. Do you feel that this is going to be a not so optimistic outlook for your industry?
For the construction industry, Ibrahim, we are on the recovery sector, where we find that a company of our size, we are reliant also quite heavily on the private developers. On this front, we have got a very good response from the very well-established developers which we are involved with. These are household names, established names, and there's been a good rollout of projects that we see from them. You can see from the order book, we have an order book of as high as 953 million today. And interesting point to note over here, Ibrahim, is our tender book. We have a tender book of some 4 billion ringgit in place now, which is very positive through this time. And the other aspect that we also like to highlight is we are also involved in hospital projects. In this aspect, in this area, there's been a severe shortage of hospital beds in Malaysia at the moment. So we see this, that we are in a very sweet spot, both on a high-rise sector, where there's a high demand for us from our clients, and also due to the huge demand for hospital beds, we are again placed in a good position.
Yeah, can I get more from this project as well? Because as I understand it, you're also purchasing land in Klang Valley. You're going to construct new facilities for machinery equipment. There's a lot of items that it's going to be done in terms of you utilizing the funds raised from this IPO. Talk to us through it.
Yeah, the capital expenditure that we have planned for our company is to commensurate with the high growth in terms of number of projects that we are doing. And as for the purchase of the storage land that we have planned for, this is again because of our investment into plants and machinery, where we are also planning for a piece of land for maintenance for these plants and machinery, and also for maintenance of our IDS system.
Beng Chuan, let's get more from you. Let's understand a little bit more about the company. How many people are there? How long have you been around? Those kind of stuff.
Okay. Tuju Steel, we established since year 2006. So we are 15 years of operational history today. And essentially, we are a high-rise specialized in high-rise building and hospitals and healthcare facilities. So over the 16 years of our history, we have built up good reputations for quality and timely delivery of our products. We, if you drive around Klang Valley, you will see the Tujuh Setia sign very frequently and very prominently. Right? So we have completed 2.3 billion worth of high-rise building projects over the years. And with all these projects, we have obtained a lot of positive feedbacks from a lot of our clients. And this basically is our key strength. It's the quality and timely delivery. For the number of staff, we are 140 strong. Our staff is basically mainly professionals and technical staff for project managers, engineers, quantity surveyors. So these are our key people.
Some of the, and this goes to both of you, some of the order book comprise of projects in Cheras, in Segambut, Bandar Puteri Puchong, and many more. Do you feel that there's a lot of urban concentration here, and perhaps you want to diversify into suburban areas or even rural areas? Or this is part of your business plan to focus more on high-density areas?
Our business plan is essentially related to the roll-up of projects from our clients. So what we can see today is that a lot of our projects, in fact, we are observing that there's a very high demand for projects, high-rise projects, in particular in the Klang Valley. And we find that in Klang Valley itself, there are certain localities where the roll-up of projects in response to the demand is high. These are areas including Desa Park City in Cheras and a few other localities where we find that the response from the public to the sales has been very encouraging.
Let's also continue on this conversation of your order book because it seems like it's going to run for the next 4 years. You have an order book that will run for 4 years, and your partners are plenty, from JKR to UEM Sunrise, Symphony Life, Gokuland, and so much more. Do you feel that this can be sustainable enough for you to go beyond the 3 or 4 years ahead and be a sustainable construction company to be eventually a giant one day? What's your idea on that?
Oh, thank you. That's a good one, Ibrahim. Our present order book is very healthy. First is the mixture of projects that we have. We have high-rise, residential and non-residential mixture. And we have also got a mixture of design and build hospital projects. So we find that it will keep us busy with such a large order book. And interestingly, also our tender book is as high as 4 billion. So this will roll in new projects for us, and it will bode very well for our sustainability, on the matter of sustainability.
My final few questions would be focused on perhaps technology. Do you feel that IBS is the way of the future? Do you feel that automation is going to be a big feature of your company? Is there an element of IR 4.0 into how you do your business? More of that. Could you share a bit?
Okay. Technology is important for us because our core expertise is in our technical expertise as a company. In fact, what we have is we have used the BIM software. Is a software that is a three-dimensional software that we have successfully used in order to coordinate our designs better. And this software has also produced positive results for us in terms of cost reductions. The second one that is important is the IBS system, which we have implemented. Again, this is a system that is encouraged by the government. This system has again also positively bring us positive results. The next point that we have is on value engineering. With our technical expertise, both in structures and M&E services, we do value engineering frequently in many of the projects that we are involved in. And our technical expertise in terms of being in the forefront of technology has enabled us to also participate in design and build projects. So utilizing the technologies that we have, the present technologies, to its full advantage, we find that this has brought positive results to our fundamentals.
Does that also mean that you're going to be investing a lot more into this space as well? And is that investment going to come from the IPO proceeds?
Yeah, the part of the capital expenditure that we have allocated for in this area from the IPO proceeds, part of which will go to our increase in investment in the industrialized building system. This is in order to cater for our very high growth rate. And also part of it is to increase our investment in the BIM software system.
One more thing I want to ask you. You've been reported by saying that you will distribute 25% of your annual net profit to reward shareholders of Tuju Setia. On one hand, that's a commendable approach on doing things when it comes to dividend policy. But on the other hand, are you depriving yourself of possible capital to be re-injected into the business? How do you balance between keeping your shareholders happy versus the kind of necessity to keep capital there?
Cik Ibrahim, we are moving on into the listing with very good fundamentals. The large order book that we have, and also the very sizable tender book that will ensure our sustainability. We are very confident that even with the secured projects, that we are looking at very good numbers that will keep us very busy for the next few years. So with this very strong and solid fundamentals that is laid before us, we would like to share this with our investors. In a good view, that as the company grows, as the company grows strong, we would also like to share this benefit for a long-term journey with our investors. And also,
Go on.
And also, the other point is our cash flow. Today, we are in a very strong, positive cash flow position.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not just about the company; it's also the industry. But as you were mentioning, if the construction sector is in a recovery phase, perhaps now is a good time to go for listing, because when it does go into that growth phase, you might want to already be there. Final few words, gentlemen, before we conclude this interview, what would be some of the ideas you want to share with the investors right now, or people perhaps thinking about trying out for an IPO application because it will close on Wednesday? What are your thoughts?
As one final thought, our company has been based on very solid fundamentals. In fact, you will find that through this period of turbulence, of economic downturn, these fundamentals that we have built ourselves, our company, in a very solid foundation, in a very good rock, that we are very confident this attitude will take us forward strong and strong in the coming years.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. That was the folks from Tuju Setia. And of course, as repeated earlier, the applications for the Tuju Setia IPO is open right now and will close this Wednesday on May the 5th at 5 p.m. Alliance Investment Bank is the principal advisor for Tuju Setia's IPO exercise, as well as the joint underwriter and placement agent together with CIMB Investment Bank. Berhad, if you've missed any part of the show, just head on to Astro Awani, look for Notepad over there. We'll go for one short break before we come back to continue our outlook into the COVID vaccination progress of the country. We'll be right back after these messages.